finally, I'm back in Canada, where I have 3G coverage that doesn't cost $6 a megabyte. I probably used a good, like, 4 megabytes in the States, too. Oh, well. So I'm coming back from BotCon. The reason why I didn't audio boo while I was there was the aforementioned data rate tomfoolery and the debacle that was the Swan Hotel's pitiful Wi-Fi connections. That aside, BotCon went well. I have videos. People want to know what I got. You'll see in the videos. It's not like a $1,200 amazing haul, but there's a few little gems in there. Just sitting down here at Pearson International Toronto Airport, the Red Rocket, having a burger and some fries. Not bad. So I have to edit up and encode the final BotCon recording we did. I'll probably do that on the plane and get going on my BotCon vlogs. Any of you out there in Facebook land, you might have seen that I was posting a few things about podcasts I recorded there. You might find them interesting. I interviewed Matt Teager from Activision, well, from a small studio that was brought into Activision's umbrella. I believe, is it High Moon Studios? Now I'm like Seth. I can't remember the name anymore. But he was one of the lead designers, if not the lead designer, on War for Cybertron, the new Transformers video game on the big consoles. Check out that interview. It's quite cool. And if you don't care about that kind of stuff, at least check out the podcast we recorded with Paul Eiding. He's a voice actor of note, also actor of stage, briefly of screen. You may know him as Perceptor from the old 80s Transformers cartoon. You may know him as Colonel Campbell from Metal Gear Solid. You may know him as Uncle Max from Ben 10. Various other roles. I believe he was also in Ratchet and Clank. Anyway, it was a really fun thing, and please check it out. Anyway, burger time. Burger time.